This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 11th. Well, wheat markets yesterday under just a bit of pressure throughout the session, along with the rest of the grains, as the traders watch what the carnage going on in the equity markets. That was kind of the focus of the trade yesterday, and it didn't seem to improve, obviously, as we closed down over 800 points. But during the trading session for wheat, Dow was down 300 to 400. And so you have this general feeling of, you know, is everything going to go into a major correction? That could be hedge funds needing to liquidate positions to meet margin calls. That could be all kinds of things going on that create a general sense of get to the sidelines type of attitude in all the markets. Ultimately, if the equity markets are going to go into a deeper correction, the focus would be then moving over into commodities. And that's been a general talk here over the last several months, that if the stock market runs into headwinds and starts going into a correction, then investors would switch over to the commodity space. That's kind of the usual way they do this. Rising interest rates are also pulling some investment dollars away from the equities into treasuries, and of course the general sentiment that stock markets might be due for a deeper correction. But the main focus today, of course, will be the supply-demand report from USDA. Not looking for a lot of changes in wheat for U.S. ending stocks, up about 15 million bushels to 950, still a pretty healthy number. World ending stocks about unchanged at 261 million tons. Russia estimating their wheat production this year at 68 to 69 million tons. That's up 3 to 4 over where they were about a month ago. So kind of a late surge there as far as production estimates. Ukraine expecting their grain exports will be up slightly over what their last month's estimate was as well. Argentina, Rosario Grain Exchange, putting out wheat production estimates at 19 million tons. That's down about 3 from where they were here a month ago. And they're noting dry weather late in the growing season that kind of shaved off some of the top end. But at 19 million tons, that's pretty close to a record for them. So they're still looking at a big crop. Again, they did have some dry weather that's developing, or do have some that's developing late in the growing season, that will probably, you know, halt any yield progress and probably pull it back a bit. But still, a large crop coming out of Argentina. In Brazil, they're looking at a decent crop as well, but they're looking at quality problems, as they've had quite a bit of rain coming through that's expected to diminish their quality stocks. And so they probably will be looking a little more aggressively to Argentina. We've seen Brazil on the list of U.S. exports last week, so that was encouraging to see them coming into the market. We know that they are a very particular buyer of wheat, and that they demand high quality, high protein, so they're coming to the United States. That would suggest that Russia doesn't have it, and that you know, the quality buyers are going to start coming to the United States. I think that's why the Minneapolis market is starting to become the leader of the complex again. Not that Kansas City can't hold its own when it comes to quality, but most of the hard red winter wheat is blended off, and certainly some available for export. But I think when you're talking quantity of wheat at high protein, spring wheat really is where you zero in on. We had a big crop of good protein wheat here in the Northern Plains. So it just seems to me that the buyers are going to start coming for that. And with Minneapolis holding its own, even when the winter wheats pull back, when we see negative numbers, it's not unusual to see Minneapolis still in positive numbers. So clearly that, you know, the Minneapolis market appears to be the strongest component of the wheat space. In corn and soybeans, harvest has been delayed because of the major rains across the plains and up into the Midwest. It's going to take a little bit longer than normal for those to dry out as the days are shortening and cooling. And we're starting to hear some quality problems developing in soybeans. Hearing some sprout damage, which and cracking pods. So clearly this is a problem. Now soybeans, we're still looking at a huge crop coming, so it's not, you know, it's not a something that's going to change the overall trajectory of the market, but nevertheless it's worth noting that there's a fair amount of low quality beans that will be coming into the market or looking for a home. So we're just going to wait for the crop report to see what the stocks do today. They are a bit lower, but we're well off the lows. Maybe buyers will step up, view this as a buying opportunity. But if the market can't catch today, after being down over 800 yesterday and being down about 300 here through the night session, if the equity market can't find a bid, then I think you're going to see a kind of a head for the door type of attitude. So today's an important day for that. Certainly tomorrow to end up a week that's going to have a pretty rough look to the charts. If you don't see the buyer stepping up in some support to this market, then I think it's going to become a much more aggressive selling type of attitude. And that could spill over to the commodity space. Certainly it would to energies. That would affect corn and soybeans. That certainly would affect wheat. So there are connections here that could be a drag on the wheat space. But fundamentally, corn and wheat are still, wheat especially, still in a bull market. Corn, probably more of a sideways market if you're going to get as big a crop as what the trade is bracing for. But the supply-demand report will be out today, and we'll take it from there. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.